Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Chav Beis. We are starting about the ninth line with the words Ad Kedoyin. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbas Biyakom Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara just finished proving that if a person had eight Revi B'Kodesh, he ate Kodesh that was Tami with Revi B'Toma, he actually becomes possible to eat more Kodesh. And that's obviously a big Chumra, because if he eats Revi, he doesn't become a Chamishi. And even if he theoretically did become a Chamishi, if he now eats Kachim, he wouldn't be able to make it a Shishi. So again, the whole Chiddush is that he ate Revi, he now becomes possible and is still not allowed to eat Kachim. As the Gemara, I condemn Kachim Mekdesh Mekdashin. Up until here, we understand that we're talking about real Kachim. That's what Kachim Mekdesh Mekdashin means. It's real Kachim. What about the following? Vafil B'chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKadosh. Do we say the same applies by Chulin Hanas Al Taras HaKadosh, which means a person who's really careful with Chulin and he treats it with the same level of Kachim? Do we say the Chumra is applied even to this? That if he eats Chulin Hanas Al Taras HaKadosh, that became Revi L'Toma, then now he becomes Pasul and he's not allowed to eat Kachim? And the answer is Nishmi Imran. Don't learn from the following. Today, Taman, we have a mission over there. This is Maseches Chulin. If a person had behem chay or oif and blood did not come out of them, ksheirim, they're kosher. It's a fine shchita. V'nacham b'yadam isayvos, and they're allowed to be eaten with tamei hands. Why is that? L'fishal yachshu b'dam, because they never came mochshel kabel toma, because dam didn't go on them, so not mochshel kabel toma. Whereas Rav Shimon Reimer, he says yachshu b'shchita, they did undergo hechsher. The shchita itself is mochshel kabel toma. Now right away, there's a question that has to be asked. This is mashma that according to the chachamim, that when blood does come out, so the meat is mochshel kabel toma, it means that he would not be allowed to eat it with tamei hands. The problem is, why not? Tamei hands are sheni l'toma, and chulin cannot become a shlishi. So why should he not be allowed to eat it with tamei hands? And so we answer, Rabbi Lazar says b'shem Rabbi Shaya, masnisa b'chulin shenasa al gav hakodesh. This is referring to chulin that was nasa al taharas hakodesh, and that's why when he has tamei hands, he's not allowed to eat it, because since it's chulin shenasa al taharas hakodesh, that means if his hands are sheni and the meat was mokshel kabel toma, it's going to become tamei. And that's what made an answer to our question. We see that we're machmir even with chulin shenasa al taharas hakodesh. Now it's important to point out over here that we're specifically talking about chulin shenasa al taharas hakodesh and not chulin shenasa al taharas truma. That's because when we're talking about meat, we can't say that it has this chumra, the meat that was nasa al taharas truma could become a shlishi. And that's because meat can't be truma. So there's no svar to be machmir with meat that was nasa al taharas truma that it could become a shlishi, since anyway we're never going to find the situation where meat is real truma and it's going to become a shlishi. Therefore, it has to be that when we're talking about chulin hanasa al taharas something, it has to be we're talking about chulin nasa al taharas hakodesh, and of course meat could be kachim. So male, once again, we see that we're machmir by chulin hanasa al taharas hakodesh, then if a person eats it when it's a revi, he's going to become pasul and he's not allowed to eat kodesh. Now, just an added chiddush is Kirbi Yeshua. This would even be in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, who had said in a Mishnah that we quoted on a previous Amud. We didn't actually quote Rabbi Yeshua, which is quoted Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua argues with him, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that if a person eats a shlishi that was nasa al taharas truma, he becomes a sheni l'truma. And one might have thought to say from there that this doesn't apply to kodesh. The chiddush is in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, this even applies to kodesh. However, continue to discuss this. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Zeira quotes Rabbi Yosa, who quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who quotes Rabbi Yanai, who says b'shem Rabbi that an eichel shlishi b'kodesh. That's a proper girsa. If a person eats kachim, which is a shlishi, nifsal gufa meleicha b'kodesh, his body becomes pasul from eating kodesh. He's not allowed to eat any more kodesh. Asking more of Lema Snisa, he isn't this a befeir shemishnah shah shlishi shina l'kodesh. We have a mishnah that we just quoted. This is part of the mishnah of Rabbi Yeshua. If a person eats food that's a shlishi, he becomes a sheni in regards to kodesh. So what's Rabbi adding on? This is not a chiddush. So my answer is no. Masnisa b'kachim mekdesh mekdashin. This mishnah is talking about real kachim. The Rabbi also the meimelcha. Rabbi Zeira quoting Rabbi is coming to tell you a bigger chiddush. Va'fil b'chulin shenasa agav kodesh. That this applies even with chulin hanasa al taharas hakodesh. In other words, when he eats chulin hanasa al taharas hakodesh, that became a shlishi, that makes him possible from eating more kachim. Now, how does that work? So, where we have to add in another nekuda, the shlishi that he ate is metame his reich, his saliva, and that makes it a reshain. And why is that? Because the din of kol paisal hakodesh metame mashkin li tchila, that anything that passels kachim would be metame liquids to make it a tchila, to make it a reshain. Memelo, this shlishi that he ate would passel kodesh because it would make it a revi. That makes his saliva, which is liquid, into reshain. Memelo, that passels him from continuing to eat kodesh. However, Amar Rabban Marchia, Kum Rab Zaira, Rabban Marchia asked Rab Zaira, that's still not a chiddush. Masisa Amar Kain. We have a different Mishnah that tells us this. What does the Mishnah say? Kikar Sakadish Pesachim Museim Maim Kedashim. Now, this is an unclear quote of the Mishnah, so let's explain in greater detail. This is referring to kachim bread, such as Lachme Taida, that are all lined up in a row, touching each other. And a Sheretz, touch number one. All of them are Tame. How does that work? So each one of them has pockets with water. That's what we mean over here, Besaych Gumaisehem Hamayim Kedashim, that there's a Guma, there's little pockets of water inside these breads. Now, the first loaf becomes a reshine because that was the one that was touched by the sheretz, and since it's touching number two, so that one becomes a sheni. Three, which is being touched by two, now becomes a shlishi, and the fourth one becomes a revi. Now technically it should stop there. However, the chiddush is, since we had just said that mashkin becomes a tchila, namely that liquid becomes a reshine, that means that loaf three doesn't remain a shlishi because the liquid inside of it becomes a reshine. So really loaf three then gets bumped up to a sheni, which in turn makes loaf four a shlishi, and then it keeps on going down the line. Its water becomes a reshine, which makes it a sheni. sheni, turning bread number 5 into a shlishi. Its water then becomes a rishon, which makes it a sheni, turning bread number 6 into a shlishi, all the way down the line, and it just keeps on going like that. And so Rabban Barchi is asking Reb Ze'ira, this din should apply in our case as well. This fellow ate a shlishi, his saliva, which is liquid, becomes a rishon, and that's going to be metame chulin hanas al taras hakodesh. So once again, what do we need this din of Rebbe for that you're quoting? So Chapizon Bez on top, Reb Ze'ira replied to him, Bash lecha, is it no good to you? V'chi rabbe inecha, is it bad in your eyes? Da asa memer lecha, did that's exactly what Rebbe is coming to teach you, that also mashke piv kemasha kodesh, the liquid in his mouth has the same din as kodesh liquid. In other words, the only din that we see from the Mishnah that you're quoting is regarding liquid itself that's part of the bread which is being treated al taras kodesh, so maybe that's why that chumra applies. Rebbe's chiddush is that even though we're talking about the reik, the saliva in his mouth, that even that takes on the din of nas al taras kodesh. That's what Rebbe's teaching us. And Rebbe's era, he continues saying, proving his point, that how can we say that this is Rebbe's chiddush? Kemada to Amar Taman, just like you saw over there. That somebody who's tahar for chatos, which means he went to the mikvah preparing himself for the very high level of tahara to be able to work with the parah aduma, that's what we're talking about. So he actually takes on the same din as the mechatos and efer chatos, and we know that we're very machmir with the water that's going to be used for the parah aduma, and we're very machmir with the ashes of the parah aduma. So we're just as machmir with this fellow who's metahar himself for that purpose. So v'hachir also, this is what Rebbe's doing, says Reb Zeira, also mashke piv kemashke kodesh, that he's saying that the mashke, the liquid, the saliva in the person's mouth is just like regular liquid, regular water itself that was nas al taras hakodesh. So that's Rebbe's chiddush. Now says the Gemara, this halacha that we just said, that it was Reb Ze'ira quoting Reb Yossi, quoting Reb Yochanan, quoting Reb Yanai, and we had said before that he was quoting Rebbe, but now the Gemara tells us, v'layadin in mati b'b'shem Rebbe. We're not 100% sure if he said that in the name of Rebbe or if he was just saying it on his own. Either way, the Gemara continues that really this whole din is not so pashut, because masisa mina kiyuma umina tavra. This Mishnah that we quoted, Reb Ze'ira was basing the whole din on the chulin nas al taras hakodesh has this elevated level that could be a kiyum for him, that could be a raya, but it also could be a tavra, it could be a refutation or contradiction to him. In other words, we could understand it in two different ways. How does that work? So let's just take the whole quote of the Mishnah before we see both different sides. The part that we're focusing on tells us as follows: ha'eichel eichel shlishi nasa sheni lekodesh avol loy sheni letruma b'chulin hanas al taras truma. So if we're going to translate that literally, that means if a person eats food that's a shlishi, he becomes a sheni in regards to kodesh, not in regards to truma. And what's this talking about? Chulin hanase al taharis truma. And so that's what the Gemara tells us. Mina kiyuma, if we're going to be using that Mishnah as a support, as a raya for Reb Ze'ira, we would understand it as follows. The Mishnah is telling us, shashlishi sheni lekodesh ve'ein sheni letruma shenas al taharis truma. That if a person ate food that's a sheni, that's only going to make him a sheni in regards to kodesh, not sheni in regards to truma, that was nas al taharis truma. In other words, only if this shlishi that he ate was chulin that was nas al taharis kodesh does it become pasul ti kodesh, but not if it was chulin nas al taharis truma. And that's what we had said in Amar Alf and Reb Ze'ira, that it has to be that we're talking about chulin that was nasa al taharis hakodesh, because there's no reason to be machmir with chulin nasa al taharis truma, because there's no such thing as truma meat. However, continues the Gemara, and here a very big girsa change, we're not going to the next line and a half, so jump to two lines from here where it says mina tavra. Here's the other side of the coin, how the Mishnah can actually be against Reb Ze'ira, not a raya for him. This is what the refutation would be, and here we have to add three words into the girsa that the Mishnah is only telling us shenasis l'taharis truma. In other words, we should read the Mishnah as follows: ha'eichel eichel shlishi nasa sheni. Period. When a person eats a shlishi latoma, he becomes a sheni. And what's that referring to? So we now skip to the end of that statement of the Mishnah where it says bechulin hanasa al taharis truma, meaning he chulin which was a shlishi, and the way the chulin could be a shlishi is because it was nasa al taharis truma. And it's in that situation where he becomes a sheni, but only to the extent that he could pasul truma, but not kodesh. He can't pasul kodesh because it wasn't nasa al taharis kodesh. It was only nasa al taharis truma. However, continues the Gemara and skip another line to where the first word on the line is aval. Aval, says the Gemara, im nasal taharis hakodesh, that's proper girsa, if the shlishi that he ate was chulin hanasal taharis hakodesh, so then nasagufay sheni etzla truma v'chol shekein etzla kodesh, his body does become a sheni in regards to truma and for sure in regards to kodesh. And now based off of this understanding the Mishnah, we see that we're actually including truma in this din, that ha'eichel eichel shlishi could become a sheni in regards to truma, and then it knocks away Reb Ze'ira's entire proof. And so because of these two different ways of understanding the Mishnah, we don't necessarily have full clarity if Reb Ze'ira has a raya for himself. We're sorry for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow and continue to explain our Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.